I'm John Berman, sitting in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. A top NFL prospect says he is gay. We'll look at the reception that he may get in the league. Let's get started.
I'm Michael Sam. I'm a football player, and I'm gay.
That is Missouri All-American defensive end Michael Sam speaking to the New York Times, revealing what his teammates already knew and accepted, what his parents knew and accepted. He spoke to the Times over the weekend and told them why he went public.
I'm coming out because I want to own my truth. I'm comfortable who I am, and I didn't want anyone to break a story that without me telling it, and I want to tell it the way I want to tell it.
So now that he has, the reaction in the NFL, where he is expected to be a mid to low round draft pick, appears to depend on whether that reaction is by name or not. Yesterday, the league tweeted, "We admire Michael Sam's honesty and courage. Michael is a football player. Any player with ability and determination can succeed in the NFL. We look forward to welcoming and supporting Michael Sam in 2014. So there's that. But on the other hand, when allowed to remain anonymous, NFL executives and coaches told Sports Illustrated a much different story. One said the league just isn't ready, maybe in the coming decade or two, he said. Another doubted the maturity of players, especially in the locker room, something the New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma echoed in a recent interview.
I think that he would not be accepted as much as we think he would be accepted. I don't want people to just naturally assume like, oh, we're all homophobic. That's really not the case. Imagine if he's the guy next to me and, you know, I get dressed naked, taking a shower, the whole nine, and it just so happens he looks at me. How am I supposed to respond?
Another NFL executive quoted anonymously in Sports Illustrated said the presence of a gay player would, quote, imbalance an NFL locker room chemically. To which New York Times columnist Frank Bruni today replied in so many words, get over it. Bruni writes, it's a locker room for heaven's sake, not last call at the Rawhide. So joining us now, only on 360, is Jonathan Vilma, who you heard from a short time ago. He was the one talking about being looked at in the shower. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
So less than 2 weeks ago, this was before Michael Sam's announcement, you said that a gay player would not be accepted as much as we think he would be accepted. Why not?
Right. Well, I think that you have a gay player as Michael Sam who has come out and he's done a tremendous job. It says a lot about his character and who he is as a person. It's a simple change. People are resistant to change at times, and it's not just as simple as coming into the locker room. So my words, it was a poor illustration of the example I was trying to give on the context. So I do apologize for that. I was trying to explain that whenever you have change into something that's been set in stone for so long, or you've had something that's been going for so long, that change always comes with a little resistance. And it was a poor choice of an example that I used, so I do apologize for that. But it was trying to explain that whenever you present someone like a Michael Sam, who is extremely, extremely confident and a powerful man in himself within his own rights, into an NFL culture that's used to one thing, there's going to naturally be that first level, first wave of resistance before you have the transition.